Welcome to the Thursday edition of In Depth at KDWA. I'm your host for today, Mike Rood, and I'm with Paige Marshall-Bigler and...
Olivia Sylvander.
Olivia Sylvander?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool, I'm going to write that down. Welcome, Paige. Welcome, Olivia. Thank you for coming in today. We are in the middle of summer, and Paige Marshall-Bigler, you're the program director with Parks and Recreation. Is that your title there?
I am the Recreation Program Specialist.
There you are.
And I'm lucky enough each summer to have a Parks and Recreation intern, and this year we have Olivia.
Welcome, interns. Interns are important. They help the world go round. We're into the middle of July at this point, and I understand that July is Parks and Recreation Month in Hastings. Give us a little background on what's going on and what we can look forward to.
Absolutely. So we like to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month with a party in the park. So this year, as in previous years, we've hosted a party in the park on the last Thursday in July. So this year it'll be Thursday, July 25th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And with that event, we have quite a few activities going on. It's free and open to the public. And we have family activities. We have live music. We'll have food trucks there. We'll have dessert trucks there. And as well as with a variety of community booths, all focused on parks and recreation.
All right. And what style of food is coming into? What different food cuts are we doing, like tacos or gyros?
Yes, you got it spot on. So we are going to have some tacos with Taco Bracho. He's a favorite here in Hastings. And we're also going to bring in a new food truck. It's called a brick oven bus. So it is a small school bus with an actual brick oven inside of it. So he makes fresh, hot, ready, homemade pizzas right out of his brick oven school bus.
Now,
it's kind of awesome.
Have you seen this bus yet?
We have, yes.
Where's is the oven, like right in front of the emergency exit? So you think
it's like a whole brick pizza oven within the bus, and so they use that as their cooking area, and then they serve them up hot and ready for people who order, and they have a variety of pizzas available.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about what charges, you know, fees and things like that for this,
yeah.
If there are any.
So the whole event is free. So all the activities, the live music, the booths, the interactive games, we'll have face painting, which is free. We'll have some fun large blow-ups with games for kiddos to enjoy. The only thing that'll cost money is the food trucks. So they range anywhere between $4 and about $12.
All right. And the event, once again, is at Levy Park. Is that what I heard you say?
It is, yes. Okay. Right downtown Hastings, right along the Mississippi Riverfront. So it's a beautiful scenic view. If you stay past 8 o'clock and enjoy the park just with you and your family or your friends, you can stay there and enjoy the sunset along the riverfront. Around that time, it'll be going down around 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So you can experience the park, explore the trail system, and have a fun night out with your family and friends.
At this time of the year, just getting off track a little bit, the sunset, does that kind of go off towards over by where the lock and dam are?
Yes, yep. Oh. It's right over by kind of JC Park, so yep. It hits that tree line really nicely, and you can kind of see the sun hit past the bridge. So depending on the evening, you know, we're down there between two and four nights a week, so the sunsets are different every night.
Every
so
night.
It's pretty beautiful.
Yep. All right, and interns, I understand, are going to be doing a lot of heavy grunt work. Is this correct?
Well, depends on the day. We'll see.
Well,
but it's not too bad.
Now, someone's got to carry the ice, right?
Right. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to be in charge of the all-important ice.
Nice. And also, I don't want to move too quickly. I want to stay on this a little while. But just so people know, for Rivertown Days this weekend, they did find the medallion this morning.
They did.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Was it along the riverfront?
No. Actually, according to our friends at Edina Realty, it was at the base of the flagpole at Lake Isabel.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I remember reading. If I'm wrong, Edina, I apologize. So what kind of things is Park and Rec going to be doing for Rivertown Days?
So Rivertown Days are... park maintenance team has quite a big hand in just making sure everything runs smoothly, logistically kind of behind the scenes. We work with Tennis Sanitation in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce to kind of coordinate all those recycling bins and trash bins and dumpsters and pickup times and the cleaning and dumping of all that material. And actually, specific to that, we actually record totals from Tennis Sanitation to see how much waste was diverted from the stream. Our goal this year is to increase our recycling rate for Rivertown Days.
What was the recycling rate last year?
Low. So let's work together and make recycling more possible here in Rivertown Days.
Do you have a goal?
More than last year.
Okay.
More than last year is what we're shooting for.
Let's define that.
It's always great. It's always great to do more than the year before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And is there any partnership then with Dakota County in helping with that at all?
So Dakota County, actually, we partner with them through a community funding grant specifically. So we do different waste abatement activities throughout the city. And specific to Rivertown Days, we have 14 volunteers from Hastings Environmental Protectors that'll be around JC Park and Levy Park, and they'll be help educating at those waste stations, and then also removing all those contaminated materials out of the recycling and out of the trash to make sure that we're recycling the best rate that we can.
Are they going to be wearing like reflective green vests?
We did get some volunteer reflective Hastings vests for them.
Excellent.
And speaking of volunteers, we'll have quite a few volunteers. Specific, our Parks and Recreation Commission that'll be a part of our party in the park to celebrate National Parks and Rec Month. So they'll be down there helping at the welcome table. We'll have a little selfie station where you can take with a big selfie frame about community matters and volunteerism and celebrating together in the park system for our party in the park.
Are there any hashtags that people should be following right
yes.
now?
Yes. So we have two. We like to use hashtag Hastings Riverwalk.
Yep.
And we like to use hashtag This Is Hastings.
Hashtag Hastings River Walk and hashtag This Is Hastings. Write it down, folks. Put it in your social media. Get involved. Have some fun with it, too. Why not?
Absolutely.
So you run a number of programs throughout the summer to help keep area youth involved and going on. I like the story walk. How has that been going this year?
So we had a story walk at the beginning of the season. We'll have another one in the fall along the river walk. But we do have story time in the park monthly down along the riverfront. We have them Wednesday mornings. We actually just had one this past mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Yep.
And then we'll have the next one will be July 31st at 6 o'clock in Levy Park. So each story time we have a different theme. So our next theme will be building. So we'll do two stories, two songs, and two games and activities all around building and story time.
Do you know what the stories are?
I don't know what the stories are. The librarian gets to choose those off the top of my head, but they're big book stories, so you can see them when you're sitting on the amphitheater seating.
One of my favorites growing up, once again, rabbit trails, folks. Get ready for rabbit trails. There was a story about a guy who was able to purchase a big old steam shovel and used it for business. And I read this when I was a little kid. And they built a building somewhere, and they dug so deep for the basement that they couldn't get the steam shovel out. So they turned the steam shovel into the boiler for the building.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was called, but as a little kid, I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that one.
It's one of those children's stories.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody out there remembers that as well.
Only if they're as ancient as I am. I like to have fun with these. This is good. What else have we got coming up?
Yeah, so we have had 2 months of full programming weekly down at Levy Park, and then we'll have 2 full months coming up. So, Olivia, do you want to speak to kind of what we'll see in August and September?
Yeah, so in August, we actually are starting off with Yoga in the Park, which is it's a program that anyone can join. Pre-registration is definitely encouraged. It's $5 to sign up. And then with that, that's the newest program. Otherwise, we're going to continue like Animals in the Park, which is a really popular event, music in the park, as well as movies in the park. And then we're doing a couple of bike rides with the ranger. Things like that are just going to continue on throughout the rest of the summer and through September as well. So you get a little bit into the fall too.
Where will the bike ride in the park go?
We are starting at Levy, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to the lookout past Lake Rebecca, and then we'll come back down. So it's about a 4-mile ride, so it's nice and leisurely. The great thing about Ride the River is it's with a national park ranger, so they can speak to all the flora and fauna, the history along the Mississippi River, speak to the national park that's within Hastings, and you'll learn a lot of fun new facts about Hastings and specific to the Mississippi River and the natural areas that we have here.
Do you usually get the same ranger every year for this?
We have had the same ranger. His name's Kyle Just. He's fantastic. He's really knowledgeable. He's a younger gentleman. You know, I can't really tell people's age anymore, but he seems young. He's, right? You know, he's healthy and fit and definitely can lead a ride, but it's a nice recreational ride. It's not a race. It's really intended for all age groups, but we try to gear it towards adults, and then we encourage them to experience downtown Hastings, grab a beer at Style Brewery, grab some food, and, you know, if we're lucky, maybe the ranger
adults,
will
kids,
come.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm interrupting.
I think they have juice there.
And do you, just out of curiosity, do you know what national park he tends to work at normally?
You know, I think it's primarily Mississippi Recreation and River area, all the way up through St. Paul.
Right.
So I think he spends some time at St. Anthony Falls, different lock and dams, and then does tours throughout the Mississippi Recreational area.
Excellent. You're listening to KDWA Radio. This is Mike Rood with Paige Marshall Bigler and on.
Olivia Sylvander, yeah.
Olivia,
a tricky one.
I apologize.
Oh, don't even.
I have a pen and paper here. You notice it's blank. And we're talking Parks and Rec with Hastings Parks and Rec Department. Things at the various placements we have, like the Aquatic Center, everything's going well there?
Yeah, we have an aquatics manager. She's very busy this time of year. We have pool at capacity on these warm, sunny days. They have a variety of programs. They have lap swim in the mornings. They have swimming lessons, a variety of those you can still sign up for, different sessions available, and then as well as like tons of TOTS activities for the little ones, and then some fun water aerobics classes as well. So that will be open through the end of August. And then our sports coordinator over at the Hastings Parks and Rec Department is very busy coordinating a volleyball tournament for this weekend at Rivertown Days. And he also coordinates volleyball through spring, summer, and fall, as well as softball through spring, summer, and fall. And he's got some staff out there with concessions. And he definitely stays busy there with all those adult leagues.
And the transition from summer vacation, summer break for students back into school in the fall. How does Parks and Rec help with that?
Actually, Parks and Rec is involved with Youth Impact Council, which is a club at the Hastings High School. So we are involved with a group on a bi-monthly basis, and those high schoolers are a part of that club to offer community service. So they sometimes partner with us for community events. If you've ever heard of or been to the community Halloween party, that's an example of a large-scale event that we have Hastings high schoolers help with us and provide service hours for that event.
Excellent. And then does the Parks and Rec Department, does it involve itself with the SMART program at all, the SMARTS program? That's probably more community service kind of a thing, providing meals for kids in summertime that need it. That's not in your department?
Oh, the Hastings Spark.
Yeah,
Hastings
Sparks.
Spark.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, the first year when it was in our Hastings Park system, going around to different parks, we had a little involvement there. Our parks crew helped provide some equipment and supplies, picnic tables, portable bathrooms on site, electricity there available. We popped out there and did an activity and promoted our programs. But that's primarily run by the YMCA and Community Ed, as well as other partners such as Hastings Family Service and Black Earth Theater and other fun organizations. So I think it takes a village to offer an activity such as that.
And it seems to have been rather successful in the couple of years that it's been going on anyway, or the number of years that it has.
Yes.
We're about ready to wrap up your time here. 20 minutes just flies when you're having fun. If people have questions or need to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yes, they can call us directly at our office, 651-480-6182, or they're welcome to email me at pmarshall, MARSCHALL, at hastingsmn.gov.
And you've been listening to Community In-Depth. I'm your host, Mike Rood, KDWA Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I thank Paige and Olivia for coming by today, and I'm glad I remembered your name at the end. It's been a pleasure having both of you, and I hope to see both of you again back soon at some point, as long as Olivia is still an intern.
Yep.
I thank you very much for your time. Have a great day. You're listening to KDWA.
We built this city. We built this city. the stage.